Ramsgate Recorder Audio.
Headphone Story.
Never a Blue Monday by Lorraine Williams, published in the Ramsgate Recorder Winter 2025 issue. We meet the Happy Mondays change makers who are focusing on neglected corners of the town with fresh energy, drive and creativity. This year, four little corners of Ramsgate have benefited from some focused love and attention from enthusiastic members of a group who meet weekly on the High Street at Arts in Ramsgate next to the old post office to do creative and nurturing activities together. Eleanor Seath, who has a background as a community artist and in regeneration and has a big picture vision, set up the group called Happy Mondays to promote volunteering skills, swapping and creative play for all. The Happy Mondays crew have been out and about undertaking cool, arty and practical stuff intended to enhance how we experience our streets and make a positive impact on how we all feel about them. Each small-scale project is unique, created by local people purely for the love of this place. They're all so thoughtful and gentle, and all the lovelier when you know the stories and the intention behind them. Starting outside St Lawrence Parish Hall, just along from the church, past Tesco, a series of short little concrete bollards have been thoughtfully mosaicked with tiles in shades of blue, turquoise and soft pink, which catch the sun on bright days and lend a subtle, low-level sparkle to the street scene. The area behind the posts had become very overgrown, so the team also did a lot of clearing of weeds and overgrown shrubs here, aiming to make it more of a garden. Peter Ford did a lot of this work. He lost his leg on a building site 40 years ago and has lived in lots of different places since, experiencing some really hard times. He's been attending Happy Mondays for around 18 months and it has brought him a lot of joy to be part of the team making a visible difference in the town. He breaks into the widest grin as he shares how much he enjoyed doing something fun and creative to benefit the community. He took his old building tools up to the site on his mobility scooter and has been sending his sister progress pictures through the post. Heading towards the centre of the town, there are hoardings in front of a derelict site, just along from the Flying Horse pub on Park Road. The team have created a mural with colourful giant yellow and pink flowers, jolly looking blue clouds and a bouncy green foreground with an arrow pointing back along the road toward the real life leafy sanctuary of nearby Ellington Park. Natasha Atkins, another long-standing group members, talks enthusiastically about painting one of the clouds here, as well as her involvement with several other Happy Mondays projects and other local arts-focused groups that keep her busy. At Happy Mondays, she says, she's learned a lot from the leaders about understanding different people's needs and has picked up new behavioural skills that have helped her get on better with other people, as well as creative skills and having a lot of fun. On the High Street, just down from the Oddfellows Hall, more hoardings cover another derelict site. The Happy Mondays team have created giant bluebells here, which seem to be swaying in the breeze, drawing your eyes upwards towards the sky, and a glimpse of the imposing red brick Chatham and Clarendon Grammar School further back. There's so much amazing architecture in this area, hence its designation as the Ramsgate Historic Quarter. But sadly, many of the buildings are not in good condition. A bit of cheery street art makes all the difference. It's definitely better than how it was before, says a man on the street, talking about the mural. It does make it look nicer. There was a block of old flats there before and it just kind of fell down and looked awful. Then these people came and did that and it's good. At the top of Effingham Street, there's a vacant plot of land that has been tidied up and now features an eye-level sculpture created from discarded plastic, spelling out the word life. It's such a simple yet powerful little message. A prompt that we can all do things that make an impact on how we feel wherever we are. Paul Day is a lifelong punk. He turns 65 this year. He says, I've got loads of things wrong with me, like ADHD, COPD and other strings of letters. I call it ABC. And that's how I ended up here. I come to Happy Mondays and find I can focus. Now we're working on getting a market stall to sell the stuff we make. In Denmark, they grow food in the streets, and I think we should do that. We can grow all we need, do stuff for ourselves. Paul is brimming with positive energy and great ideas from his involvement with Happy Mondays so far. He's been coming for about 4 months. Now I'm at a crossroads in life, and I just want to make my nan proud and do more good in the community. It's really inspired me being part of this project, even doing gardening, which I didn't expect to be doing. Eleanor explains that all of these mini Happy Mondays projects are part of the pilot phase of Ramsgate's Experience Improvement District project, Ramsgate XID, that aims to make a big impact on the town's overall regeneration by transforming how the place is experienced by people who live and work here, planting seeds of positive thinking as well as a can-do mentality and strong community relationships. She's studying for a Master's in Place Leadership and Place Management and has teamed up with international research organisation XDG Labs, which models an approach to regeneration that focuses on citizens' well-being above economic measures. She has been instrumental in attracting the attention of XDG Labs to Ramsgate, where the model is now being tested and developed through the pilot. At the start of October, she attended World City Conference in Vancouver to talk about the initiative and learn from other experts about different interventions around the world that are making a measurable difference to how people feel about where they live and work and the impact of those experience measures on economic development. Ramsgate XID is partnering with the Centre for Thriving Places in Bristol, and Eleanor hopes to use tools like their Happiness Pulse to measure the impact of interventions like these, which in turn should attract additional resources for the town. Anyone who has a project they'd like to have showcased on the Ramsgate XID website to be part of this bigger project, or who might like to identify a site for the Happy Mondays group members to tackle next, can email Eleanor at Eleanor@remixd.org. Experience of Ramsgate and the surrounding area, they're running a short community happiness survey in partnership with the Centre for Thriving Places, an independent charity with expertise in measuring well-being. The survey takes less than 5 minutes to complete and responses are anonymous. Go to happinesspulse.org.uk/survey/ramsgrate, which is spelled RAMSGREAT-general.